The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. But I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all the mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, it's not jealous, love is not pompous, it's not inflated, it's not rude, it does not seek its own interests, it's not quick-tempered, it does not brood over injuries, it does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. At present, we see indistinctly as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present, I know partially. Then I shall know fully as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain, these three. But the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp, with the ten-string lyre, chant his praises. Sing to him a new song, pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. For upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord the earth is full. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us. Who have put our hope in you. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you said he is possessed by a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we hear the most famous passage on love today, which is quoted at almost all weddings I've done throughout the years. But it becomes la-la if we don't really listen to it and let it enter into our hearts and let God say what he wants of us. And so it says, you know, if you have faith, and everybody talks about faith this day, and I'm a big one on faith because faith unlocks the sacraments, but do not have love, you are nothing. And this is what I see with too many people. They talk about their faith and about what I believe and all that stuff, but they have no love. So when I'm like that, I am nothing. When you're like that, you are nothing. It's just that simple. That God is calling us to be like he is, and God is love, so that must mean we must be love. And again, you've heard before throughout the years. If you want to see how you're doing on that, I don't like doing this myself, but you know, you can do it. If you want to see how you're doing it, you go and you say, instead of love is patient, love is kind, you can do, am I patient? Am I kind? Or it should be, Larry is patient, Larry is kind, Larry is not jealous, he is not pompous. And if we put our own names in there and we think, we find out where we're at with this God following, with discipleship. And usually it leaves most of us like still wanting and still not there. And so we say, okay, God, you got to increase my love. You got to help me. You got to love inside of me. You got to, if this is what you want me to be, then you're going to have to make me this way because I'm not naturally this way. Some of you may be. I haven't met many people, though, that are. And so it's something we have to work on. But more than anything, Paul says, this is what you need to work on. So what God is telling us, what we all need to work on, is loving him and loving others. That's what we need to work on today. So let's do it. Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.